Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering Texas Instruments Incorporated versus Commissioner. The U.S. Tax Court decided this case in 1992. If you own a manufacturing facility, a processing plant, or any building with specialized industrial systems, this case belongs in your report. Here is the background. Texas Instruments built and operated semiconductor manufacturing facilities. These are not ordinary buildings. A semiconductor plant has specialized systems designed specifically to support the production of microchips, clean rooms, process plumbing, waste treatment equipment, dedicated electrical systems. These things exist because the manufacturing process requires them. Without the production activity, you would not build them. Texas Instruments argued that these process support systems should qualify as personal property under Section 1245. That would allow faster depreciation, 5 years or 7 years instead of 39. The IRS pushed back and said many of these were simply building systems, no different from what you would find in any other building. The tax court sorted through the details and reached a mixed result. Here is what the court allowed. Waste treatment systems, process plumbing, meaning the plumbing tied to the manufacturing operations rather than restrooms or general use, dedicated and localized electrical distribution that served production equipment, localized fire protection designed around specific equipment needs, laboratory and special purpose rooms configured for semiconductor work, and process tanks used in manufacturing. All of these qualified as Section 1245 personal property, faster write-off. Here is what the court did not allow. General building systems, permanent partitions, landscaping. Those stayed as Section 1250 real property on the slow 39-year schedule. The deciding question was, does this item serve the manufacturing process? Or does it serve the building? A general HVAC system that keeps the building comfortable serves the building. A specialized ventilation system designed around the requirements of a clean room serves the process. The same item, looked at in two different facilities, might get classified differently depending on what it actually does. That is the principle this case teaches. Function determines classification, not location, not what the item is called, what it actually does. Now, why does this matter beyond semiconductor manufacturing? Because the same principle applies anywhere you have a building that contains specialized process activity. A food processing plant, a commercial laundry, a pharmaceutical facility, a data center with dedicated cooling and power systems for servers, a brewery with process plumbing and tanks. In all of these situations, the systems that support the specific business process can be separated from the systems that just run the building. When your engineer works through your facility and identifies process support systems that qualify for faster depreciation, Texas Instruments is part of the legal foundation behind that analysis. It says the IRS accepted and the court confirmed that this separation is the right approach. The limit is also real. Just having a manufacturing activity in a building does not make every building system into personal property. The general systems stay on the slow schedule. The analysis has to be specific and the support has to be real. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more about how this case connects to your property, check the authority library in your report.